Here's the next in our series of WhatHappensNow.com podcasts. Here, Officer Ron Ryer, the Public Information Officer from the Minneapolis Police Department, offers tips on deterring car break-ins.
There are some common sense things that you think everyone would obey, but most everybody does not. We could go outside right now, in fact, on your way out of here, walk by a row of parked cars and look in the parked cars, and you will be amazed at the valuable items that people leave in common plain view. Parking meter change, CDs, a CD player, glasses, a wallet, a purse, computers. I mean, there are so many items of value, and for the thief, this is a great opportunity. I mean, even a simple thing like 5 quarters, you'd be amazed how many people would bust into a car just to steal some change. And what you've done is given them the opportunity, once they're inside your car, to rummage through the glove box, to reach under the seats. So if items of value are not in plain view, that would be a huge help. There are 3 things necessary for a crime to be committed. If you take away any one of the 3, the crime can't happen. You need motive, you need opportunity, and you need a victim. So if somebody is looking for the opportunity to steal and they don't see anything in your car, you've taken away the motive. If you have an item of value in the car, you're giving them the opportunity. And you then are going to become a victim because it's going to be your loss. So if we remove the victim, we remove, you know, from the other two, remove the opportunity from the other two or the motive from the other two, the crime can't take place.
For more car break-in prevention tips, head to WhatHappensNow.com and click on Be Prepared Car Break-In.